The break in the heat, courtesy of a storm dropping into the Pacific Northwest out of the Gulf of Alaska, will also bring an elevated risk of fire over the next several days. Once the storm moves east of the Cascades, its cyclonic or circular movement will send parched air off the Nevada and eastern Oregon desert our way. Brent Wachter is a Redding-based fire meteorologist with Predictive Services, a federal multi-agency task force.
On the backside of that system will be some gusty northerly winds and low humidity.
Wachter said the valley and other low-lying areas will see elevated fire risk. Fire danger will peak Friday afternoon through late Saturday night.
Our main concern is going to be in the lowland areas, generally below 1,500 feet, and that's going to be primarily the Sacramento Valley and area foothills.
Above 1,500 feet, enough moisture remains in soils and plants that, should a fire occur, its spread most likely won't be explosive. That, of course, will change.
It's that transition zone between, say, 3,000 to 6,000 feet that over time, over the next couple months, that's going to be areas, or actually even the next month, those will be elevations that will start to be opened up for business in terms of large fire potential.
Any grass fire that does develop has the ability to spread rapidly and dramatically, but also to burn out quickly. But grass fires, especially in the valley, can pose a real risk to homes and other infrastructure. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.